Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Here comes the bride with AI-generated wedding vows. Something old, something new, something borrowed, and something spouted by ChatGPT, by Amanda Hoover. As the height of wedding season approaches, some people are turning to artificial intelligence for help with their hitches. Yes, ChatGPT can spin those unremarkable wedding vows into something more poetic or add jokes to that toast. Turning to a chatbot to express your deepest love may feel cold, lazy, or even dystopian. But those harnessing the tech say it can help break through writer's block triggered by the high expectations set for a special day. Some people are becoming comfortable using AI in the most intimate aspects of their lives. For some, using ChatGPT for help with weighty words like wedding vows can seem like a joke, but it can spin out phrases that defy expectations. Michelle Albert, who lives in Seattle, says she asked the bot to write vows, expecting something funny. Instead, the output was sweet, although also generic. It gestured broadly to her fiancé's intelligence, kindness, and beauty, and threw in clichés like, "I love you more than words can say." Still, the unexpected fluency piqued Albert's interest and pushed her to start writing personal vows. "The best use case for me was just inspiration," says Albert. She also used ChatGPT to develop ideas for how to have difficult conversations with family and friends about downsizing her wedding, meaning some people she loves won't be invited. She and her fiancé also used the bot to help draw up an itinerary for their 5-day honeymoon in Hawaii. Joy, a popular wedding planning website and app, now has an AI tool built on ChatGPT meant to help defeat writer's block. Its drop-down menu lets people pick from a slew of options, including writing speeches and toasts, drafting thank you notes, and crafting punny wedding hashtags. Vishal Joshi, Joy's CEO and co-founder, says he understands the initial apprehension some may feel about using AI for such personal touches. "Are we trying to make something which is so emotional and so personal? Are we attempting to automate it?" Joshi says. "We had that struggle." But some Joy users appear to have gotten over any qualms. Generating vows and toasts have become the most popular functions of the AI features since they rolled out in March, Joshi says. He sees that as fitting with the fact that long before AI came on the scene, many people struggled to articulate their feelings on a wedding day. To generate speeches, Joy prompts a user to give details of a memorable story about the couple and the relationship, like how they met or when a person first met their future in-laws. For vows, the app asks a person to highlight what they love most about their partner. They can then choose the style of delivery, directing the system to generate something that might come from a friend, Shakespeare, or a pessimistic ex. One vow suggestion in the style of the playwright begins, To stroll the beach in front of us, I'd give the world to share thy values of repose and revelry matched with mine that is so rare. Before ChatGPT, a best man or maid of honor might turn to Google for speech ideas and templates. Using a chatbot could provide an alternative shortcut with end results similar to taking inspiration from another speech or buying a Hallmark card with a generic message. But tapping AI could also add new tensions to an already high-pressure project. Even couples ready to make a lifelong commitment may disagree about the ethics of using a chatbot. If one partner used ChatGPT to write vows in a few minutes and another spent hours staring at a blank page before pouring out words that came straight from the heart, their efforts may feel unmatched. But some couples might embrace it as an innovative way to get to a better result, a meaningful, memorable vow. ChatGPT's linguistic skills come from its training on vast swaths of the web, including countless standard speech and vow formats. That might raise concerns that its suggestions will be too pat or formulaic, but the ritualistic nature of nuptials means that using AI-generated text that pulls from other toasts and vows might not be jarring. When two people stand before friends and family and declare the words that millions have said before them, they enter into a revered club of matrimony. What makes it mine to say is that I say it, not necessarily that I wrote it, says Quinn White, a professor of philosophy at Harvard University who studies the ethics of love and relationships. Because of that, it might not matter if vows and speeches generated by chatbots have similarities. I think in the context of a ritual, sameness isn't always bad. Slinging a few cliches is arguably better than bombing a toast. That was entrepreneur Ben Hart's reasoning when he started ToastWiz, an AI tool that prompts people to input personal details and memories and uses GPT-4 to come up with a clean, clear, but still personal speech. A few years ago, Hart was asked to give a toast at his mom's wedding. He put off writing it, and when he took the mic on the wedding day to fully wing it, he blanked. Pay ToastWiz a one-off fee for $29.99, and Hart says you'll get 3 unique speeches in a flash. AI can also help out with smaller details of wedding planning. Brandon Casimir and Jen Merliti, who will marry this summer in Illinois, turned to ChatGPT to help them craft signature wedding cocktails. The bar package they purchased for their reception came with a set menu. Adding even one extra ingredient would be pricey. The couple scoured Pinterest and cocktail websites for recipes and talked to their caterer, but they felt overwhelmed by choices. ChatGPT came to the rescue. The couple says they prompted it with the ingredients they had, along with the styles of cocktails they liked. The bot nailed the assignment. For Merliti, it offered up a strawberry and basil vodka spritzer. And for Casimir, a drink he's calling the GPT Martini. Gin, dry vermouth, olive brine, fresh olive juice, celery, bitters, one stuffed green olive, and a lemon peel. Nothing just quite felt right for us, Casimir says. So leave it to AI to solve our problem in 5 seconds. Casimir and Merliti say they won't be using ChatGPT for their vows, but by working together under pressure and looping in a chatbot, they have one more thing checked off their long wedding planning list and some personalized drinks. And who's to say there's nothing romantic about that?
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.